I'm Brian Oak.
I'm Mary Lucia. Mornings on Zone 105.
Sure, you love the Zone 105 morning show, but wouldn't you love it more live and in person? Join us Friday morning, June 2nd, as we broadcast live yet again from Grumpy's in downtown Minneapolis.
All right, we got snubbed by both Billy Barty and Mr. T.
Won't you come down and join us, please? We've got great drink specials and at 8 in the morning, and that's not bad.
And if that wasn't enough to get Billy Barty down here.
I don't... Awesome breakfast, valuable prizes. We'll come up with something for a special guest. It's going to be great. All right, screw the special guest thing. At least you got Brian Oak and Mary Lucia.
Right.
Broadcasting live from Grumpy's Friday, June 2nd. If you want more info, go to our webpage, zone105.com.
Calm down.
Weekend as part of the Punk-O-Rama tour. If you missed them then, don't worry. They're coming back with the Vans tour July. The Warped Tour, that is. July 11th at the Metrodome parking lot. They are the Dwarves from their latest album, Come Clean. That is Everybody's Girl. Oh, I'm sorry. No, that goes way back in the day to the Dwarves are young and good-looking. I get so confused. It's been a long show. It's time for me to leave now. I got to go home and get some sleep or do something. It's all over. Freedom Rock has come to a close. Once again, an hour or more of independent, underground, imported, and new releases is behind us. I'll be back again next week with more great new stuff. If you want to join me then, of course, Mary Lucia back next week live at the Bryant Lake Bowl. You'll probably want to join her for that. And then just listen to as much of this show as you can on your way home from that amazing event that happens every week in South Minneapolis. Got Love Line just around the corner. But first, before I go, it's time to end the show with another cover, as we always do. Perhaps the most requested cover. How many times have I said that? The most requested cover on this show is by a young four-piece out of Scotland named Travis. They've been here twice now in just the last few months, once opening up for Oasis and once headlining their own show at The Quest. Now, they played this song when they opened up for Oasis just to blow those guys off the stage, but apparently did not play this song when they were here last time solo. So for those of you who went in hopes of hearing it and didn't, this one's for you. This is Travis covering the Britney Spears classic Baby One More Time on Freedom Rock on Zone 105. I'm Brian Oak, and I'll see you next week.
Oh, baby, baby, how was I supposed to? KZNT Cambridge, KZNT Eden Prairie. This is Zone 105.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew.
I'm not modeling anymore for the two of you.
Loveline.
Yep. Slight correction before we get started here. Dr. Bruce, who you all know and love. I was going to say love, but then the word indifferent popped into my mind. But all right, you all know and love it. Dr. Bruce is also board certified. He's an addiction medicine specialist. He's also a specialist in emergency medicine and volunteers at the prison to remove tattoos from gang members. Because they had him a home, he's there. He is what, homos?
No,
oh, in prison.
Those guys are great guys.
I understand. I'm sure.
I know. They actually like
it. It's all one big misunderstanding. The whole FDLAPD on the neck and lockdown, all just one big long set of...
Listen, I'm working with a guy now that does a church service on weekends.
Good.
He's doing some great stuff.
Listen, Dr. Bruce is the most decent guy in the world. God-fearing, wife-fearing. Who else do you fear?
That's sums it up.
What is, do you think that's what brought you and Drew together, that sort of commonality of both being scared assless of your wives?
I think both wives have a propensity to say things out of school at times.
Yeah.
Definitely my wife. I won't speak for Susan, but Susan has no... She has no compunction about saying things about you out of school, I'll say that.
No, she's got no, we have a wide open relationship, and she keeps Drew on a short leash. I wouldn't even call the leash. It's one of those twist ties they use on the sandwich bags. It's about the length of the leash she keeps him on.
Well, I
very
like,
short.
I like to listen to her talk about him when he's sitting there. It's a different light. She's a good person. And the thing with Drew, he's so regimented and organized.
Yes.
It's hard. I mean, there's no such thing as a short leash because he just does his thing.
Yeah, he sure does. But she calls and busts the balls and cracks the whip. Actually, she cracks a whip into his balls.
The question is how he tolerates you on a daily basis.
He's got no problem with
it. Takes me 3 months to recover.
Much
he is a world-class dick.
That's what he told me about you, too.
We got to play some boogies and shuffles and good Drew drops tonight. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191, fax number 310-854-4455. And I always get the story mixed up with how you know Drew. Now, Dr. Marcel, the plastic surgeon, the pimp of the doctor world, was roommates with him, or were you roommates with him, or classmates with him?
No, not me. That was Marcel.
Now, how do you know Drew, then? Did we ever talk about this?
Queen of Crazy, that was it, with Jed the Fish, about 11 years ago. So I met him actually at K-Rock.
I see. All right.
And then we're both on faculty at L.A. Children's and Adolescent Medicine now.
All right.
Exciting, huh?
Yeah, good times. Allison?
Hello?
You're 20. What's up?
Okay. My boyfriend, I've had 3 years now. He has scabs on his penis for the past 9 months now.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they are. They're like ring-like. He won't go into the doctor. He refuses. So.
Ring-like?
They're like ring-like. They look like little worms. Like, not worms, but they're... circular, and they're scabby.
And the skin's normal in the center?
Yeah.
Of the circle, you mean?
Kinda.
How big's the circle?
Like half a centimeter.
Jeez, what part of Europe are you from, honey?
It could be a fungal infection. It could be something else. I love doing dermatology on radio. Is a great.
Well, listen, jackass. Why'd you pick the call first then?
To irritate you.
How dare you?
No, listen, seriously. He refuses to go see a doctor or.
He refuses, and I don't.
Are you using protection when you have sex with him?
Well, no, but we're both like faithful, and I'm on the pill.
I know, but the point is he has things growing from his penis. Isn't that the beginning part of the call?
Yeah.
Okay, listen, Allison.
Withhold sex until he sees a doctor.
That's right. You have the power. You understand?
Okay.
Tell him that you're concerned, and as well you should be, about your health, and that until he gets this thing figured out, there's going to be no more Nokia.
Yeah, I went to my doctor, and she told me to put like jock itch cream on it, and he doesn't even do that.
Well, she's assuming it's a fungal infection because that's what they frequently look like. But I wouldn't assume anything. And being that we don't know your boyfriend intimately,
who's running around in the background there?
Oh, it's my friend Kat and her little 4-year-old.
I see. All right, what's Kat do? Strip?
Did you hear what she said? He said. No, she doesn't. She goes to school with me.
Now, I hope the children aren't exposed to the show, are they?
Well...
Okay.
He's listening right
now. That's all right. They got to grow up. 4 is a good age to start getting into this show.
We don't want to talk morals tonight, do we? Okay.
Dr. Bruce is a very religious man, and as you know, I
wouldn't go out on a limb about that.
Yeah, you're a pretty uptight guy. You're a pretty religious guy. But a good guy, and as I've said about Dr. Bruce, a normal guy, whereas Dr. Drew's habits, or hobbies, I should say, would be opera and opera. Those would be his hobbies. His hobbies are, Dr. Drew's hobbies would be talking into his dictaphone while he's driving, opera, and getting his ass kicked around by his wife. Those would be his hobbies. And I have a lot of hobbies because I'm a guy. And guys should have hobbies. That's how you can tell who guys are. They have hobbies.
You got a thing against opera. He's a good, he sings very well.
I know, but the point is I like Bruce because Bruce likes collecting junk, going to pawn shops, tools, guitars, you know, games and nonsense. You're like a 13-year-old with a paycheck, and you're dangerous that way. But that's what I like about you. We can talk about, for instance, I can talk to Bruce about cars.
Yeah, but
cannot talk to Drew about cars. Eric?
Yes?
You're 18.
Yes. I want to know if it causes chemical reaction if I get off the Paxil medicine.
Did it cause a chemical reaction when you started taking it?
When I get off.
Okay. You're taking it for depression, obviously.
Yes.
Okay. And you're seeing a psychiatrist or your family practitioner is prescribing it?
Yes, I'm seeing my psychiatrist.
Okay. It's not uncommon if you're going through therapy and you're doing better to be taken off an antidepressant. And if your doctor does it when he thinks it's appropriate, you're not going to have withdrawal. You're not going to have any kind of a...
Am I going to be, like, addicted if I get off the medicine?
No, it's not an addictive substance. And you're using this to increase the brain level of certain neurotransmitters that are thought to be deficient or low in depression.
But he should be doing this with his psychiatrist, right?
Right, but many people don't trust his psychiatrist, so...
Here's when the trust stops with the doctors and the psychiatrist. When they start telling them stuff they don't want to hear, all of a sudden they don't trust them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If a doctor says you're healthy as a horse, he's the world's greatest doctor. If the doctor tells him, hey, maybe you ought to put down the booze, all of a sudden the guy becomes a quack.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Many patients psychiatrist.
They don't develop a rapport. They go to the therapist for the talk therapy.
Alexandra?
Yeah.
What's up?
Nothing, actually.
You're 16?
I'm 16, yeah.
Yeah, you sound spooky.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
You're not? Okay.
No, actually, I'm in sort of an empty room right now, so that's probably why I sound spooky. But anyway, I think really the question is my parents split up when I was 6 years old, and I really, really don't remember the experience. And to this day, both of my parents really won't explain why they got a divorce. And I guess I want to say, like, maybe 2 weeks ago, I started having these really, really wicked dreams. And they actually involved just me and my father and him basically doing the whole molesting thing. And I can't really remember of any past experience like with him like that. And I mean he's not addicted to alcohol, and you know he doesn't smoke pot, you know he doesn't do drugs.
Yeah.
So I mean I don't really know exactly.
How old were you when in your dream?
I want to say, well, I had three of them, and they all occurred like within like one night after another.
Yeah.
And like I was about 6 years old when they got a divorce, and I think really that was when it like. That's like how old I was.
Have you recently become sexually active?
Love the Loveline caller. It takes him 20 minutes to answer the world's simplest question.
I'm sorry.
So you're saying six?
Yeah, like six. Six, seven, and eight, I want to say.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of like who wants to be a millionaire every question I ask on the show, even if it's how much do you weigh or how old are you.
There's none of the benefits of that show.
Yeah, I'd like to use one of my lifelines on it. Call buddy Bill. He lives in Poughkeepsie. Bill, how old am I? All right, listen.
Have you become sexually active recently?
No, I'm still a virgin.
All right. Just because you had a dream about it doesn't mean it happened. And just because your parents got divorced and aren't explaining to you sufficiently why they got the divorce does not mean it's because someone molested you.
Yeah.
I mean, people get divorced all the time. And you assume they're not getting along.
Yeah.
Do you get the feeling they're hiding something big from you?
There's something that... My mom, I think I know the reason why they got a divorce. I think it's because my mom had actually turned bisexual. And, like, I think that, I mean, that totally, like, affected my life because, I mean, it felt like, well, of course, she didn't love my dad anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, I mean, she was, like, leaving him for another woman. And, like, to this day, they're still together.
Oh, well, her and the other woman?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that does take some of the guesswork out of it.
She didn't turn bisexual.
Hold on a second. Let's just do a little Loveline recap here. My parents were divorced when I was six. I've continually asked them why they were divorced, why they got divorced. They won't tell me. And I've never got to the bottom of it. Okay, now fast forward 3 minutes. So you don't know why your parents got divorced. Well, I have a suspicion. It's possibly because my mother met another person of the same sex, began a relationship with that person, is still with her today. Possibly.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say that may be 50% of the reason why you may have gotten divorced is because your mother's with the same goddamn person she was with 10 years ago when she was with your dad. who happens to be a woman. Wouldn't you say that'd be the reason?
I'd say that there's not much question about
that. That and possibly, I'm guessing he was a domestic beer man and she was an imported gal. And that could have caused some of it. She could have been, he could have been country, and she could have been Western music.
No, not really.
So no.
Anyway,
all right. No.
Did you hear the whole diatribe
That's
there?
That's not the case.
Well, she's with the same woman she was with when she left your father, right?
Right.
Yeah, so let's just go ahead and say that's the reason they got the divorce.
Okay.
Are you still in touch with your dad?
What?
You see your dad much now?
Well, I live in Chicago and he lives in Kansas, so, I mean, I usually don't see him that much. Like, I see him over, like, the winter and over the summer, and that's really pretty much it.
Okay, well, certainly.
I talk to him on the phone and everything, but, I mean, I don't really see him.
Are you living with your mom and her her lover?
Yeah.
All right, well, that's enough to have weird dreams.
Yeah.
It really is.
I don't know where
Bruce,
like, my dad comes in.
Okay, I'm going to wrap this whole thing up in 15 seconds. Bruce, quiet down over there. Let's just assume your dad did nothing to you.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Let's work from that premise, because I don't know what good it does to for you to think he did. I don't think he did. I would assume he didn't. I'd say the bigger impact was your mom going lesbian. And you being raised by these two lesbians from age 6 doesn't mean you're damned to a life of insanity. You're 16. You've been through some stuff. You're having some dreams. Don't buy into all of it. And you got to get some counseling, maybe. Read a book. Go for a walk. All right? Don't make a big deal over this dream.
The fact that they're...
Thank you.
Okay. She should talk to somebody professionally, because there's a lot of information we didn't get out of that.
Yeah, and what the hell? I mean...
If they're recurrent, they're starting to disturb her sleep, then she should really talk to somebody about it.
No, but don't blame Daddy for Mom going lesbian. That's a bigger impact.
Right. The whole Oedipal thing occurs a lot earlier. This is at 15. That's a little unusual.
And listen... It freaks a 6-year-old girl out when mommy hooks up with another mommy and moves in like Cagney and Lacey. Luke?
Yeah?
You're 15.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I was wondering how I can make myself feel like I'm having sex during masturbation.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're a couple years off, Luke. I can hear it in your voice. Yeah. You know what I love? We got 15-year-olds that sound like they've done time. Like they've been driving a truck, like they drove a truck from Vietnam. And then we have 15-year-olds that sound like they're 11. Luke?
What?
You're young, right? You got hair on you?
Yeah.
You do?
Hmm?
You sound like you're a late bloomer. But that's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm a late bloomer.
Yeah, that's all right. You know, Dr. Drew says that people that are late bloomers live longer.
They're getting less trouble.
Of course, that's just more time not to get laid, but... Yeah, and they tend to get in less trouble.
A lot less trouble as teenagers.
What are you going to do?
Are you practicing or anticipating the event here? Why are you focusing on this?
I was just wondering.
Are you so you are masturbating?
Yeah.
You are, but you'd like a more realistic sensation?
Mm-hmm.
Fill your hand with Cheese Whiz that's been microwaved for just a few seconds. Really gets that feeling, and put a piece of shag carpet, a little sample, between your thumb and forefinger.
Can we do a medical disclaimer here so that somebody actually tries
it? Luke, that's a dead-end street. Many a man before you has tried this since the caveman days.
When you're not going to wreck one, blow it.
Hollow out trees and fill them with elephant lard.
Before the show, I predicted to the staff that we were going to go the vegetable fruit route.
No.
We were going to take that route.
Hey, hey, Luke,
hmm?
You get a mayonnaise jar and you fill it with ground beef and you microwave it. But just warm it up just so it's just a little warmer in room temperature.
Luke, listen to me. Do not take any of Adam's advice, because it sounds like you're thinking he may be serious. The thing to do is
hump some ground beef. Okay.
You sound like a normal kid. Do what you normally do, and don't try to get creative with reproducing the female body in a non or an inanimate object.
Luke, do you have
people got in trouble?
Do you have stuff to look at?
No.
You don't have the internet or a Playboy?
My parents took my computer away.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to ask why.
Yeah. So your keyboard was stuck to the monitor. That's why.
Were you accessing porn sites or something like that?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. All right, Luke, just close your eyes and drift back to those days of porn sites, and you'll be fine. You know what I love? Quiet down over there first. I was talking to a bunch of guys about this. There's something about the age for man, 13, 14, 15. Luke's a little bit of a late bloomer at 15. He sounds a little more like 13. But the point is all these fantasies, x-ray glasses, becoming invisible and sneaking into the girls' locker room. If I could only make a woman in the lab, you know what I mean? A lot of those fantasies like center around women who you give some magical pixie dust and they fall asleep and you're able to grab their boobs or something without them memorizing. I think they call that stuff roofies now. But you know what I'm talking about? Is there a 13, 14, 15-year-old male on the planet that doesn't kind of have that fantasy about simulating a woman, creating a woman, making a woman?
Very normal.
Very normal.
When we go out and start spending too much time on the Internet, at this age, sex, it's fine when it's fantasy, but it can start to become a drug. And when they start associating too much masturbation, too much dopamine being released, actually, if there are other unhealthy things going on in their life and the family, it can start to become a bit of an obsessive problem.
Yeah, but what do you think about this, Bruce? When we were coming up, back when, we didn't have a VCR. Your family didn't have a VCR. They didn't have cable.
They just invented television when I was growing up.
Yeah. I mean, they really didn't have cable, right?
No access.
Right.
Cable, they didn't have access.
Cable was something that a guy at a circus walked on. That was what cable was to us. They didn't have Internet, obviously, and computers and all this kind of stuff. And even the page porn stuff wasn't too graphic. He had a Playboy or a penthouse, and there wasn't a whole lot going on with that. So you didn't go to the next step. I mean, that's where you were at.
Right.
Now, if you're looking at all sorts of bizarre lewd acts being performed on video, on the Internet, all this kind of stuff, well, the thing about sexuality and about being young is you keep wanting to go to the next level with it, and the next level from what's going on today, I mean, if you've got Gang Bang 48 colossal combos, mega cum shots on a video, and you're 15 and you got that thing in your VCR, then the next step is going to the morgue, digging up a corpse, and animating her with jumper cables.
Unacceptable.
You know what I'm saying?
In your own strange way, you're describing the pathology that occurs in some teenagers. And I was talking to one of the adolescent therapists at the adolescent medicine department. We're talking about MTV and some of the exposure to really suggested sexual themes, and even that can be too much for early teens. So what you're describing is true. When you're exposed to something and you can have access,
and how important is it for you to pick a network that I'm on when you make a negative example of the deterioration of society?
Oh, you couldn't pick that?
Did I mention a network?
No.
Jesus,
didn't mention you specifically.
All right.
No, but I mean, that's a good point, what you said, and it's absolutely true. And that's why if kids don't have supervision of responsible parents, they can get into real trouble.
That's right. You should beat your kids with a Bible, like Bruce says. When we come back, we'll speak to John. He's worried about his heroin addict brother, wants to know how to make him stop. Bruce will tell him how to make him stop. Maybe the old Bible beating.
Make him chew the pages
after this.
You're about to get funky, yo.
Did it. Love Line,
1-800-LOVE-191.
Oh, we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
You're okay. You look happy.
I am. I just did a first response pregnancy test.
And you're not pregnant?
Yes, I'm not. But you're only a day late. That's how soon it works.
Wow.
First response. So advanced, it can be used as soon as the first day of your missed period. No at-home test works sooner, and it's over 99% accurate in lab tests. Use as directed. See your doctor as recommended.
Here's to kids.
In 10 years.
Yeah.
First response. Nobody tells you sooner.
Commercials are more effective if you use real people. So on the line is Angie McPhee, a Geico auto insurance customer who saved over $300. This is not an actor we hired to play Angie McPhee. It's the Angie McPhee. So in your own words, tell us, are you Angie McPhee?
Yes.
There. Unmistakable proof that Geico customers are real and save money. In 15 minutes, you could save 15%. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico Direct, the sensible alternative.
Get up, get out, it's another day. You're on the road
gonna make it pay. Too many things to do and not enough time. Don't wanna find yourself sitting in line. Who wants to spend a life at the pump? We've all got somewhere to go. Fill up fast and be on your way. Get mobilized, get mobile today. Pick up the kids, pick up some bread. Gotta keep moving to stay ahead. Sometimes it feels like you live in your car. Seems like you drive all day and never get too far. Who wants to spend their life at the pump? We've all got somewhere to go. Fill her up fast and be on your way. Get mobilized, get mobile today. Fill her up fast and be on your way. Get mobilized, get mobile today.
Rick's Cabaret is now open late, serving a full menu with a great selection of appetizers, entrees, and desserts. Show up late for a fantastic meal and stay even later. Rick's is open as late as 2 a.m. Monday through Thursday and as late as 3 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Rick's Cabaret offers the most beautiful women, the best in cocktails, and fantastic food. And at Rick's Cabaret, you'll appreciate all of this in a relaxed, comfortable atmosphere. Plus, there's never a cover before 5 p.m., but really any time is the right time to enjoy life's finest pleasures, even lunch. Rick's Cabaret serves their incredible lunch buffet from 11 to 2, featuring prime rib on Wednesdays. After you've satiated your appetite, sit back and enjoy one of their fine cigars. On Mondays, don't miss their amateur night contest with $350 in cash prizes. Rick's Cabaret in downtown Minneapolis, located at 3rd and 3rd, and open late for your adult entertainment pleasure. For a virtual experience, check out their website at ricks.com.
Visit the Army Reserve Job Bank at www.goarmy.com and hear about jobs in medicine, aviation, or telecommunications. The Army Reserve Job Bank has many jobs in your area. Just plug in your zip code and you'll find listings for everything from PCs to MP. Serve as little as 1 weekend a month, 2 weeks a year. Learn skills that can help in college or a career. Sound good? It is. The Army Reserve Job Bank. www.goarmy.com. Paid for by the U.S. Army Reserve.
Alternative Classics, Zone 105, with more at-work listening awards. During the month of May, Zone 105 has your chance to win a new Buell Lightning motorcycle from St. Paul Harley-Davidson Buell. Plus, Zone 105 will be giving away $105 a day. If you win the cash, you'll be qualified to win a brand new Buell Lightning. To win, just listen to Brian Oak and Mary Lucia each weekday morning at 7:20 when they announce the Alternative Classic Song of the Day. When you hear the Alternative Classic Song of the Day play, be the 15th caller at 989-9105 and we'll set you up with $105 cash and a key that could start your new Buell Lightning. That could start your new Buell Lightning. Check out zone105.com for more details and special insights on winning. Call them e-tips, if you will. A new Buell to cruise through the summer with and free cash from St. Paul Harley-Davidson Buell and your at-work radio station, Alternative Classic Stars, Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105.
Hey. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. Dr. Bruce over there. May not sound like it, but he is qualified.
Shitties.
What did you just eat?
Abba Zabba.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Danielle and Engineer Anderson got it for me for my little early birthday present. And birthday's coming up Saturday. You know. Thank you. Drew's supposed to give me a hot shaving cream dispenser.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, I've not seen it yet, but
that's very special.
Keep my fingers crossed.
All right.
John?
Yeah.
You're 29. What's up?
My brother is 27, and he's a heroin addict.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to approach him on it.
How long have you been into it?
I have no idea. I just started finding syringes in his bathroom in his trash can.
Yeah, that seems bad.
Yeah.
Is he working?
Sort of.
Hmm.
He's trying to be an actor, but.
Oh. Well. Yeah. He works a little bit, or.
Not really. Just a little extra stuff.
I see. Have you known him to have a problem with alcohol? Any other behavioral problems in the past, or is this sort of just crept up out of nowhere?
Well, I knew he'd be drunk a little bit, but anything like a normal person, not too much, but he would get drunk, like, not too often.
Okay, well, you know, there's lots of questions that could be asked, but before Adam shuts me off here, you can do what you can to raise the bottom to have him experience consequences. Obviously, somebody that's into heroin, there's a certain progression of the disease, and if he's early into it where he's not having a lot of consequences, you know, it's obviously an extremely euphoric, very addictive drug, and people will go to great lengths to continue to use and to avoid the consequences to avoid people that try to present reality to them. You don't want to get into the place where you get addicted to trying to save him. That doesn't work either. Codependency route. So,
oh, what if he just told him, I know what you're doing, and let's do something about it?
That's a great place to start.
It's not too easy to approach him on that one.
Hey, you're his older brother.
I know, but it's just, he's a little whacked, let's just say.
Okay, are there people around? Does he have a girlfriend? Are there people that he has close relationships with?
His close relationship with people, he doesn't have a steady girlfriend.
Okay, you know, there's the risk of talking to other people and doing an intervention, confronting him with, in a loving way, saying, look, because we care about you, we want you to get help, and we're not going to continue to support your use in any way at all.
Now listen, the older brother should be able to tell the younger brother whatever the F the older brother wants to tell him at any stage in life.
Was that Leave It to Beaver or...
There's an inherent fear that younger brothers have of their older brothers, and it goes on throughout life.
And there's an inherent dysfunction in families that they came from probably.
Maybe not. But listen, you got to do what you've got to do.
Right.
I mean, you got to go up and confront him, and if he can't hear it, he can't hear it. You got to do your job.
It's a horribly dangerous thing, and the recovery rate for IV heroin use is not the greatest. So, consequences, if the guy got arrested and thrown in jail, I mean, it would be much better than the risk of dying every day that he's taking.
Set him up. Rich?
Yes.
You're 25.
Yes.
What's up?
Before I joined the military, I could have sex all the time, and I joined the military, they started pumping me full of anthrax shots, and it's like, now I can't even get an erection. I was wondering if the anthrax shots had something to do with that.
I'd heard some stuff, and I'd heard about some military people refusing to take the anthrax vaccine or whatever you want to call it.
I don't know if the relationship with erections, maybe going in the military had something to do with that.
No, I don't think so. I think it's just the shots or something they're giving me. I don't know what's in it, but doing something to me.
Well,
my sex drive is just gone. I can't even maintain an erection anymore.
Are you still in the military?
Yes.
And
Wright-Patterson Air Force Base.
And what do you do over there?
88 Security Forces. I'm an Air Force cop.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How long have you been in the military?
2 years.
Okay. What's the frequency of the shots?
They start out, they pump you full of it, like every 2 weeks if you go and get a shot, and then after that you get like a 6-month booster.
Yeah, I know of no association with erectile dysfunction.
I mean, my sex drive is just gone, and that's the only thing I can think of because it started about the same time I got the shot.
You masturbate?
Not anymore. I mean, I can't even get it up. It's just a limp noodle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jesus. Hmm. Yeah. You got a lawsuit going. I'm surprised you haven't commandeered like a F-14 and just gone nuts.
That's the Navy. We have 16s and 15s.
Oh, all right. I was right in between. All right, well, F-16, F-15. Yeah, jump into one of those and go nuts.
Have you talked to the medics there? Or
yeah, they just deny everything. I mean, they're just trying to cover themselves.
All right, but hey, listen, Rich. If you decide, let me explain the penis to you. The penis is very sensitive to hearsay and what it hears. And if you say, I'm pumped full of this anthrax and I'm a limp noodle, and the medics just lie to me, your penis will not respond.
I've tried everything. I mean, I've had girls that are like, oh, it can't be right, and they try to work me up, and I can't even get worked up.
All right. What about police, Drew? What about seeing a physician and just explaining to them what the situation is, running some tests, and that kind of thing? I mean, don't connect it to the anthrax. Just tell them you're having erectile difficulty and see what the deal is. You know what I'm saying, Rich?
Yeah, I can try that.
Yeah. All right.
When you wake up in the morning, you don't ever have the erection.
Oh, wait a minute.
The
Rich, you don't have the boner in the morning?
No, I don't have anything. It's just hanging.
Okay.
Yes. You need to not the medic, see a physician and go over that. You're assuming it's
an anthrax vaccine, but
it happened about the same time.
I understand that, and maybe it is, but why don't you just assume it isn't and just go to somebody and talk to them about your erectile difficulty and see what they can help you with.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Adam, one more thing.
Good luck. Yeah.
Good luck, man.
What? What'd he say?
I don't know.
I didn't hear what he said. Anderson, what'd he say? Anderson? Oh, is he dumping something?
Yeah.
Something about God looking.
God looking?
Good looking.
Did you dump that?
No, it wasn't bad.
Hi, I didn't know what he said. I was trying to figure out what was bad or not.
Causing that brain.
Drew?
Yeah.
You're 13.
Yeah.
What's up?
I guess I've got a pretty big one for my age, and, like, everybody at school always stares at my bulge.
They don't.
Yeah, they do, dude.
What are you wearing, cycling shorts?
Well, I'm wearing, I guess, like, tight dickies, I guess you could say.
I'm a big boy.
Dickies aren't tight. They're loose-fitting.
Well.
All right. You got a big package, and everyone stares at your package.
You know, it's okay once in a while. But
yeah, you're feeling objectified. Like you're on display, like you're some kind of piece of meat or some prized pig at the county fair. Yeah.
You're 13?
It's heartbreaking.
Well, he's 13 with a deep voice, so.
Yeah, I believe he's got a pretty good package. Hey, Drew?
Yeah.
Now, who cares? Okay, you idiot? Okay. Wear something a little looser.
No, listen. I mean,
oh, shut up.
It's
don't even dignify that. I got a big package. I'm seriously concerned.
You think he's asked five girls
to
listen to
that? He's calling the show so we can advertise his junk, please, idiot. Listen, all you screwballs. If you do, let's say you do have a legitimate problem, and this goes for you women, too, who are talking. I've talked to more women who complain about guys checking them out physically who wear body stockings to work. You know what I mean? If you got a big rack and a tight ass and you don't like people looking at you, then why don't you wear something that's got a few yards of material in it? And they always go, and listen, all you with everything. Well, why should I change my blah, 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 blah? You know why you should? Because you're complaining about it constantly. If you're going to complain about something, then you should. If not, then shut the F up. This is for everybody.
Boy, I'd love to tell you to shut the F up.
Oh, please.
Listen, at 13...
No,
14...
but listen, if you're some chick and you're like, I wear a tube top to work and I'm tired of guys looking at my jugs, and then I tell you, why don't you wear something loose-fitting, and you go, why should I change what I'm wearing? Because you should, because you're complaining. And you're the same with this
no,
guy.
No, it's not. Wait.
Wear something loose, for Christ's sake.
This guy's 13.
I got 10 pounds of nuts no one stares at my crotch because I dress like a human
being.
You
can't get past his face, that's why. A 13-year-old...
Because I'm good-looking?
No. A 13, 14, 15-year-old in early adolescence being self-conscious is sort of an occupational hazard. So that's the first thing. Whether or not he's big or small, that's the way you feel. And so it's a different story if he were 18, 20.
Up.
Teenagers are different animals.
Who cares? Well, just wear something that's got what's in style now. And by the way, when I was in junior high, people were wearing pants that you painted on.
But didn't you feel like when you were 13, 14 years old, everybody was looking at you?
Probably they were. They weren't looking at me. I knew they weren't looking at me. That was the problem.
Hey, how you doing? Cool, look at your hair.
Yeah, I have funny hair, like you do. Your hair must have been a mess.
Take your hat off.
Let's talk about your hair.
You always wear a hat. Why do you always wear a hat?
Because I'm bald.
Drew says you're covering up something or you're hiding something up there.
No, I'm protecting my brain. My million-dollar brain.
Uh-huh.
Sean?
Yeah.
You're 23.
Yeah.
What is up?
I live in Harford County, Maryland, Joppa Town.
Yeah, I know.
I've got a big problem. I guess it might be my problem, but then again, it might be their problem. Every time I have sex with my girlfriend or any of her friends, they all have, like, orgasms within, like, 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And does that go for her mom and grandma, too?
No, she knows I have sex with her girlfriend.
I see.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you got a real, you got a real problem on your hands.
The thing is, you know, they have an orgasm within 2 minutes, and I haven't even got off yet.
I see. That's rough. Yeah.
Yeah, well, because...
I didn't
I'm the big boy.
Oh, who cares?
Is that a problem on my behalf? Am I doing something wrong?
Or? Yeah, you're treating sex like a recreational sport. That's your first problem.
Listen, he's not getting laid. Are you kidding me?
Must be Western Maryland.
Yeah.
Are you in Western Maryland?
Oh, my God. Imagine how fat and ugly those chicks are. All right, Sean, good luck to you there, buddy.
What could I do to it?
Oh, who cares? You can still have an orgasm. Who cares if they have an orgasm?
Wear a condom.
Because they need to have an orgasm when I have an orgasm.
Yeah.
Do you wear a condom?
Yeah.
All right.
Good luck.
Or two. All right. You're not nailing enough your girlfriend's friends. That's the problem. Does she have a younger retarded sisters in junior high that you could possibly have sex with too?
No, just her and her friends. They're all like 23, 22,
and they all have orgasms before you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're too good. You know.
What do you do to prevent that?
It's never happened to me.
Get in a monogamous relationship and develop some sort of intimacy on a real level. If you could do that, you'd have better sex.
This is the older cousin of the guy who calls with the package that's too big. Do you understand that?
I believe it. I can.
My problem is I got too big a package, and the people in junior high are looking at me. And then the next caller is my problem is I bring too many women to orgasm too quickly. What do I do?
If I were you, I wouldn't insult your listenership.
You kill yourself.
Oh,
screw all of you. Sylvia?
Yeah?
Listen, I'm not one of these kiss-ass hosts who sits there and looks at every listener as precious and unreplaceable. You're all replaceable. That's the way I look at you. You leave the radio. Stop listening. There'll be someone else right behind you. And if someone doesn't fill your shoes, who cares? One less idiot listening to this show. I could care less. I don't even know. I have no idea how many people listen to the show. I don't know what markets we're in. I have no idea. I don't know what the ratings are. I wouldn't know it.
Sylvia, would you like us to send you a listener satisfaction card?
No.
Okay. What is your question?
Funny. Okay. I don't know if there's something wrong with me, but lately when I've been having sex with my boyfriend, I haven't been able to orgasm.
But you were in the past,
yeah,
though, right?
Yeah, we were. We've been together for about a year, and lately we've been having problems between us.
Well, there you go. And during orgasm?
No.
I mean, are you able to have orgasm? Were you able to have orgasm during intercourse?
Yeah, with him, yeah.
And now, and no orgasm during intercourse. No. What about oral sex?
Yeah.
You can still have that one.
Yeah.
Men are selfish pigs.
It's going down on her.
Does it surprise you? I mean, what Adam initially hit on that was right on, that you're having problems in the relationship and it's affecting your sex life.
Do you think that's what it is?
Of course. Women are so immature.
No,
that's what it is.
And she was telling me that there was studies that have been done that when you felt an emotional bond with someone and then it wasn't there anymore because of problems that you may have been having, that you can't feel like emotionally close to them when you're having sex.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to do studies. I think that's absolutely right. And one of the reasons, avoiding getting too sexually involved with somebody.
I love it when you spaz out.
I know you love that. I have to do it just too many good thoughts at once.
Good thoughts.
Should I ask her your favorite question?
Boring thought number one, boring thought number two, and boring thought number three all collided
boring
in your
question
mouth.
Number one, how long were you dating before you had sex? 1 day, 2 days, or 3 days?
No, probably about a week.
You nailed her on the table of the restaurant.
I would say that has something to do with it.
How dare you? What?
We've been together for about a year.
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with it.
It sabotages the growth of the relationship.
Bible thumper.
Do you think that there's something wrong with me or?
No.
No. This is a healthy sign.
Shut Bruce's mic off, please.
He is a world class.
I want to be with other people sexually because I can't.
You want to be with other people sexually? Listen, Sylvia, here's what's happening. You guys are drifting apart. You're not so in love. That's it. You're closing down.
Right.
This is what women do. It's like, the movies when they're shutting down something big, like a big warehouse or something, they get that whole bank of switches, boosh, 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 like the cockpit of an airplane. Start shutting down all the engines when they're gliding in. They just flip switches after switch. women are do this in relationships. Guys don't really do it. They get kicked out. They don't know what's going on. They're confused. Or they meet somebody else. They're immediately into them. But women start the shutdown process early. And she's shutting down.
Right. And the men don't care.
They don't know
they can have sex.
Yeah, they're going to drive it right into the mountainside.
Right.
All right, she's shutting down. She's thinking about other guys. Fine. You're 20. Natural. We're going to take ourselves a little break, and we'll be back after this.
Loveline will be right back.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
And now, Vince and Larry, the crash test dummies with a lullaby.
Crumple, crumple, little car, when you crash, it's au revoir.
If on dumb luck you rely, through the windshield they will fly.
Keep your children off the streets, put your kids in safety seats.
Crumple, crumple, little car, don't be dummies like we are.
Gee, Vince, I'm kind of sleepy now.
Okay, Larry, just crash anywhere.
You could learn a lot from a dummy. Buckle your kids' safety belts. A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Oh, come on, have a drink.
No, thanks.
Just one little drink.
I don't want to.
Chicken, everyone else is.
I said no.
What a nerd. One little drink won't kill you.
You've heard it all before. Be cool. Join the crowd. Have a drink, even though you're not 21.
Let's go. She's no fun.
Make the right choice. Don't give in. Underage drinking is dumb and dangerous.
Look out!
A public service message from the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Get up, get out, it's another day. You're on the road trying to make it pay. Too many things to do and not enough time. Don't want to find yourself sitting in line. Who wants to spend your life at the pump? We've all got somewhere to go. Fill her up fast and be on your way. Get mobilized, get mobile today. Pick up the kids, pick up some bread. Gotta keep moving to stay ahead. Sometimes it feels like you live in your car. Seems like you drive all day and never get too far. Who wants to spend their life at the pump? We've all got somewhere to go. Fill her up fast and be on your way. Get mobilized, get mobile today. Fill her up fast and be on your way. Get mobilized, get mobile today.
Rick's Cabaret is now open late, serving a full menu with a great selection of appetizers, entrees, and desserts. Show up late for a fantastic meal and stay even later. Rick's is open as late as 2 a.m. Monday through Thursday and as late as 3 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Rick's Cabaret offers the most beautiful women, the best in cocktails, and fantastic food. And at Rick's Cabaret, you'll appreciate all of this in a relaxed, comfortable atmosphere. Plus, there's never a cover before 5 p.m., but really any time is the right time to enjoy life's finest pleasures, even lunch. Rick's Cabaret serves their incredible lunch buffet from 11 to 2, featuring prime rib on Wednesdays. After you've satiated your appetite, sit back and enjoy one of their fine cigars. On Mondays, don't miss their amateur night contest with $350 in cash prizes. Rick's Cabaret in downtown Minneapolis, located at 3rd and 3rd, and open late for your adult entertainment pleasure. For a virtual experience, check out their website at ricks.com.
Visit the Army Reserve Job Bank at www.goarmy.com to hear about jobs in medicine, aviation, or telecommunications. The Army Reserve Job Bank has many jobs in your area. Just plug in your zip code and you'll find listings for everything from PC to MP. Serve as little as 1 weekend a month, 2 weeks a year. Learn skills that can help in college or a career. Sound good? It is. The Army Reserve Job Bank. www.goarmy.com. Paid for by the U.S. Army Reserve.
Alternative Classics, Zone 105, has tickets to all the hottest shows in the Twin Cities. And this weekend, we're giving them to you.
No, not you. You.
Weekend. Zone 105 has your tickets to see Sting, No Doubt, Bob Mould, Blink 182, The Band's Warped Tour featuring Green Day and the Mighty Mighty Boss and more.
Pleased to be listening to the Zone 105 to win your tickets.
From Minnesota's Concert Connection, Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Who.
And you're listening to Zone 105. Blah, 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 blah. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Bruce over there. The great Dr. Bruce. whose hair doesn't look as red as it normally does. Are you coloring it?
Blah, blah, blah.
Are you doing something to it?
No, it's just maturity.
Really?
Yeah.
It's good. That's good.
Scary if you're noticing my hair that.
Yeah.
In that detail. Don't get any ideas.
Then it brings your eyes out.
Oh.
Yeah. No more gay experiences for you, though, right?
No.
You get better run. Oh, Drew, please. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Bruce filling in for Dr. Drew. He'll be back here Sunday night. Dr. Drew is in Boston for the 20th reunion of his college.
Really?
Yeah, that's right. He's going to be the big conquering hero, showing his face up at Amherst.
Are Susan and the Triplets on the trip?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, man. I'd say that guy likes pain.
Don't you travel as an extended family member sometimes?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
With Drew, Susan, and the Triplets?
Yeah.
No, listen, I can't take a 15-minute limo ride with that Susan without getting into a big argument with her. I couldn't imagine going across country with her.
I think she's got your number.
Oh, please. Ryan?
Yeah?
You're 20.
Yeah.
What is up?
I've been getting some problems lately. I've been kind of cutting up my arm, and I'm not a complete moron. I know it's not exactly a smart thing to do, but...
No, I know. But listen, I'm not going to jump on you for this, because it's a legitimate problem a lot of people have. I mean, people call this show, at least.
No, it is a legitimate problem, and many people do have this problem, and it has nothing to do with being a moron. It probably has something to do with something that happened to you when you were a kid, or maybe even something you don't remember.
Anything like that happen?
Well, I wasn't abused. My parents didn't hit me over the head with a crowbar or anything like that. It's...
Yeah.
My main thing is
what happened? What's the worst that they did? What's the worst that somebody did?
Well, my dad, in my opinion, is an idiot, and he kind of left when I was like 12, but that's pretty late to have some...
Yeah.
Whatever there is a lot of anger inside. That's one of the ways it can come out. But you're not alone in this. There's support groups. Therapy does help, and you need to see a professional. And you'll find that any therapist you see will be comfortable talking to you about it, will know about it, and will know what to do. Have you talked to anybody like that?
Yeah.
Ryan?
Oh, Ryan, have you spoken to anybody?
I've talked to a few two close friends of mine.
Yeah, that doesn't count. You got to talk to someone you don't know.
Do you have access to somebody that's a counselor or even a school counselor to start with?
Oh, not really.
What do? You go to school?
Yeah, I go to SDSU, actually.
SDSU?
Yeah, I'm a psych major. Imagine that.
Yeah, oh, no. I'm not surprised. Listen, go use some of the services at the school.
They've got great counseling services there. That's a place to start. And it has nothing to do with being bad or abnormal.
Yeah. A lot of people do this.
Right.
All right. So go in there and ask for help, please. That's all. He called this show. Go over there and talk to them. Damien?
Yeah?
You're 15.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Well, I don't know how to tell my parents that I am taking stolen Paxil.
Yeah. Well, why don't you just stop taking it and then not tell your parents?
Well, I want to tell them because I'm also taking other medication.
Yeah, I understand. Let me repeat that. Why don't you just stop taking whatever it is you're taking and not tell them?
Okay.
I know it's a little confusing.
What else are you taking?
Wellbutrin.
Okay. And you're taking, obviously, the Wellbutrin for depression?
Yeah.
And you're seeing a doctor?
Mm-hmm.
When do you see a doctor next?
Two, 3 weeks.
Okay. Don't they know you're seeing a doctor?
Yeah, well, they're the ones who put me on the Wellbutrin.
Right, and you started taking the Paxil to get a buzz off of it, or were you taking it to abuse it, or because you're more depressed than the Wellbutrin could help you with, or what was going on?
Well, originally it was just for the buzz, but it doesn't really do anything.
Oh, good. Well, then stop taking it. Where are you getting the Paxil?
A couple friends of mine actually burglarized a pharmacy to get it for me.
Oh, that's good. Did they get the film developed while they're in there?
Wait a second. To get Paxil specifically?
No, they just They were stealing other prescription drugs, I guess. I don't know what they were doing in there.
All right. Well, you run with a pretty fast crowd there, Damien. Hey, Damien?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just stop taking the Paxil and then you don't have to tell your parents? All right?
Well, yeah, the whole thing is, can you get in to see this doctor sooner than that, and are you comfortable telling him?
I don't know if I can get in earlier.
All right.
You know, it's just a matter of just stopping taking that, and you're taking Wellbutrin.
Well, what happens if you just stop taking Paxil?
Well, probably nothing, but knowing his case, it may destabilize his mood. You just don't know.
All right. Well, get in there and talk to I don't know.
Hey, that is absolutely something you shouldn't be mixing these things together, taking medications like that on your own. There's so many things that come up. First of all, your parents are not going to be as concerned with where you got it as with the fact that you're taking something that could be dangerous. And you can tell your parents you borrowed it from somebody. Tell them whatever you want if you're afraid of the consequences of your friends breaking into a pharmacy, which sounds pretty horrendous to me. But you're the most important thing. So, Damien, talk to your parents, and whatever you tell them about getting the stuff, stop taking it. Let them know, because you just don't want to stop taking the stuff.
And ultimately, it's their fault for naming him Damien. I mean, you're asking for a certain amount of trouble. You name your kid Damien.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
They just seen the Omen. And
hey, even before the Omen came out, Damien sounds like a troubled name. You know what I mean? You name your kid Stu
Corolla. That's it. I like when we're those little animals on that Toyota commercial, and they're walking across the street, and the car zooms by, and they go, "Oh, it's just a Corolla." Whenever I see that,
do you think of me?
I think of you.
Really?
Those little cute little animals.
I wonder if other people think of me when they see the Corolla commercial. I drive by in the Corolla and read the tag, and it doesn't inspire anything. And who knows? You know what I did? On the Craig Kilborn show, they do those little tests, the little quiz that sometimes involves your name if you have a name that sounds like something. I did Kilborn last week, but I did it like 2 years before that. And I was sitting up there during the five questions, and he said, last question, name a car, a Toyota Compact, bestseller in America. And I said, Tercel. And he said, nope. And I went, Camry. Nope.
And he thought you were trying to be a comedian.
I don't know what he thought. I was dead serious when I brought those up.
So what did your face look like when he said curl?
It was beet red. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, more of the beet red-haired Dr. Bruce after this.
Let's have some more fun.
Okay, let's do it. Call Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191.
Loveline, we'll be right back.
What is our sample?
Zone 105, KZNR Lakeville, KZNT Cambridge, KZNT Eden Prairie. This is Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Gabby's presents the Twin Cities official South Park Wednesday.
Ooh, maybe I can lure into a night of exotic delectation.
Head to Gabby's every Wednesday night starting at 8:30. Upstairs, a $3 cover gets you 50-cent taps all night long and a free taco bar until the end of South Park. And after the show, Gabby's opens up the dance floor and takes you back to the 80s. Plus, they give away cash every half hour from 10 until midnight, and you'll keep enjoying those 50-cent taps. Your official South Park headquarters is Gabby's. Join me, Brian Oak, this Wednesday night at Gabby's, located on the hip northeast side of Minneapolis, just north of Broadway on Marshall, right on the Mississippi. South Park Wednesdays at Gabby's, brought to you by Comedy Central, Media One, and Gabby's Saloon and Eatery. Join us at Gabby's this Wednesday for your chance to win a Trek mountain bike from Penn Cycle with 5 metro locations. Ride on with Penn Cycle.
Are you ugly? God awful, stab on the butt, ugly?
Well, then maybe a career in modeling isn't for you. Perhaps you should consider a career in advertising. At BrainCo, the Minneapolis School of Advertising, award-winning copywriters and art directors from Minneapolis ad agencies will teach you how to create radio, television, and print campaigns. And best of all, the ad business is filled with ugly people, gnarled and disfigured people, so you'll fit right in. And BrainCo is now excited to announce new programs for graphic designers and a new internet studies program. Classes begin in April. All classes are held in the evening, and lighting is poor, so you won't have to look at your fellow classmates for extended periods of time. For more information, check out our website at BrainCoMSA.com or call us at 612-822-1313. That's 612-822-1313. Not sure if you're ugly? Just take a look at your parents. If at least one of them is ugly, odds are you are too. BrainCo is an equal opportunity school. Good-looking people are also encouraged to apply.
Depression ruining your life. If you feel you have no one to talk to and need help, call Lovelines Crisis Center. Lovelines is a counseling and referral center that has trained phone counselors who are waiting to listen and to help. They are there for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 612-379-1199. That's Lovelines at 612-379-1199. Help is just a phone call away.
Hi, it's Billy of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. There are a pair of cult-related projects in the works. The band have put together a career-spanning retrospective titled Pure Cult, the singles 1984 through 1995. In addition, frontman Ian Astbury has completed work on a solo album titled Spirit Light Speed. Both records are due in stores on July 18th. The group reunited last summer and are said to be working on a studio album for release in 2001. The Zone Files from Vizzy.com, because your business is online. And alternative classics, Zone 105.
Nevada in the summer. Triple-digit temperatures. Desolate landscape. And somewhere out on the horizon
are secret nuclear test sites and UFOs, baby!
Thank God you'll be in Vegas. Alternative Classics Zone 105 wants to send you to see the Counting Crows at the Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas. Email or send Zone 105 a postcard with your three favorite Zone artists. Friday morning, Brian and Mary will choose a winner at random. The Counting Crows in Las Vegas. From Northwest Airlines, sending Minnesota to over 750 cities worldwide. An alternative classic. Yeah. Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
We're smack in the middle of the zone. 105.
Thank you. It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Bruce over there. Dr. Bruce is filling in for Dr. Drew tonight, who's over at Amherst, his 20th college reunion. He's going back MacArthur came back to the Philippines, the conquering hero. Dr. Bruce is board certified. He's an addiction medicine specialist as well, and he's an emergency medicine specialist, which to me just seems like the worst job in the world.
Nice.
It really does.
Why?
Saving lives. And
I'll tell you, my hat's off to you, but it really seems like something only a handful of people could do or would want to do.
It's actually one of the most popular training programs in medicine right now. It's probably in the top two or three because it has well-defined hours, and as opposed to the 30 years ago and anybody just filled in an emergency department. This is a defined body of knowledge.
Yeah. Here's your defined hours. 8 p.m. till 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, or worse.
Or worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are your hours? What are the hours?
Well, the night shifts, they're night. Well, it's a teaching program, though, so it's a little there's a little more flexibility. But the average emergency physician, there's a lot of 12-hour shifts, 6 p.m., 6 a.m.
Yeah.
It's tough. Staying up at night is an occupational hazard. And, you know, the saying is, I'll catch up on my sleep the first year I'm dead. You hear people saying things like that. You know that that's not a very good, not a good philosophy of health.
Yeah. And people tell me, I get that, because I like to nap, you know. I like to complain about napping and sleeping, and they give me that, you can sleep and you're dead, but
no, that's...
Yeah, my thing is, how about I just nap on that right now?
Napping is very healthy, actually. And there are companies that are actually encouraging their employees to take short naps in the afternoons. So you find the productivity is increased.
Yeah. Unless you take it to an extreme like Italy or Mexico, where you take a 4.5-hour nap in the middle of every goddamn day. And then you wake up and you start drinking. That's not what they're talking about. But
stereotype there.
Good 20 minutes in the middle of the day.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Listen, they do tests on those body rhythms and all that kind of stuff. And it turns out that if you can shut down, I think it's like 2 in the afternoon is when it's supposed to hit you. But if you circadian rhythms or whatever it is, but if you can tune out for a half hour from 2 to 2:30 every day, you wake up a little more productive. Although to me, it means I'd have to masturbate as well. It's a ritual. Dan.
Yes.
You're 20.
Yes.
You're allergic to latex.
Yes.
And you want to know what else to use for protection sexually?
That's correct.
Okay. When you.
What about one of those polyurethane rubbers?
Right.
Can you get them at, like, any pharmacy?
Right. I was just going to say, before Adam took the words out of my mouth, you go ask the pharmacist, tell him you have a latex allergy, and he will show you what else is available. And there are other products, because latex allergy is quite common.
They also have a popular brand of latex rubber that is lined in felt that you can use, like a cigar box.
Okay.
All right, Dan.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, Dan. No problem. There you go. Well, why do we have to tell him that? He's allergic to latex. He doesn't know there's polyurethane rubbers.
I don't know. That's many people don't ask.
Listen, but those things are around.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You just go pick them up. You don't need a prescription or anything. Nikki?
Yeah.
You're 18. What's up?
Well, I've had this boyfriend for like 2 years, and I've been best friends with this guy named Jesse for like 6 years, and we've been attracted to each other, and recently we've been messing around, and I think I'm kind of falling in love with her, and I don't know what to do about my boyfriend.
Yeah. You think you're a lesbian?
I don't think I'm a lesbian. He doesn't like it. He doesn't want me to be like that with her, and I like men and women, so.
Does he know about it?
No.
Well, then how does he know to say he doesn't like
it? Because when he met me, he knew that I was into girls, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, so he just doesn't know that.
He wanted to stop while we were together.
How long have you been into girls?
Since I was probably like 14, that's when I had my first experience.
Yeah. What happened to you growing up?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
Who messed with me?
Yeah.
How do you know these things? Actually, somebody my mom was babysitting used to mess around with me when I was smaller, when I was younger, when I was like 9.
How old were they?
He was like 13.
Yeah. Well, that'll do it.
Did it ever get reported, or did you talk to anybody about it?
We had counseling and stuff like that.
All right. Yeah, that's good.
I'm okay.
All right.
Well, but you're not okay with the situation now, and, you know, what are you going to do with a boyfriend? You can't add a third partner into a relationship. That's a guaranteed destruction of the relationship, whether it's gay or straight or whatever the combination might be.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this may be related to what happened earlier on rather than something else. So can you see somebody now to work through this with, to see a counselor? Or, I mean, you know, your boyfriend finds out, if you're interested in somebody, it's not going to go away. You can't just turn off the feeling.
You've had 2 years, 16 to 18. That's plenty long with a boyfriend. And you got to break up with him.
You think I should break up with him for her?
No, you should just break up with him because you're done with the relationship.
Oh, okay. So you don't believe in long term. Because he wants to get married.
Yeah, I believe in long term when one of the partners is not screwing around with somebody.
Oh, okay, I see. Well, I don't know.
Well, it doesn't sound like the foundation for a long term relationship, does it?
No, not really. It's not like, you know, I don't think it's that serious between me and her, it's just that I don't want to have to hide it. but I, he won't go for it. For some reason, he thinks it's disgusting.
Listen.
So.
Listen, Nikki.
Yeah.
You're trying to get out of this relationship, believe me. So why don't you just be a big girl and get out of it? All right?
Okay.
All right, goofball. You don't need somebody all the time, you know. You can take a little break sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know it sounds out of the question, but you're allowed to take a couple months off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Be on your own, do a little thinking, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right. Really, it sounds like you should talk to somebody again.
Now, let me tell you, when you're bi, that's it. There's no downtime. There's go downtime, but there's no downtime.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm allowed to make a bad pun joke every once in a while. I mean, and listen, all you bi people, please, when you tell your partner I'm bi going into the relationship, you're saying you're going to cheat.
Mm.
You absolutely are. Otherwise, why bring it up? Who are you kidding with that nonsense? And that is ridiculous, all that bi stuff.
Well, maybe she thought it was something attracted to this guy.
Obviously, she found out that it was wrong.
Or he's found out that it's wrong.
And guys, you guys that are bi, I ain't buying it.
He's bisexual.
Bi is gay. Bi is a gay with a publicist, I like to say. When you say you're bi, you're saying bye-bye to heterosexuality and hello to homo. That's what I say.
How many more puns do you can get out of this?
Okay. I think that's good. I think three or four is probably enough for the bye. Tony?
Yeah.
You're 18.
Hey, what's I actually that? Lied to get on air.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, like, what my problem is.
What? What's? He takes cramps off roofs. Fundamentally, I don't have a problem with it at all. It's just you got to use the word cramp. You can't use the word ass on the radio. That's all.
Well,
trying to think if I ever took a dump off a roof.
Well, you're lucky you'd fall after it.
Well, maybe it'd break my fall if I landed in a dump. Everything about that?
Oh, beautiful mental picture.
A little hepatitis air mattress there. Lauren?
Yes.
You're 17.
Yes.
You sleep around?
Okay, no, she took that the wrong way.
Oh, I see.
I don't exactly sleep around. I just kind of wanted to know, like, all my friends have been wanting me to call, and I guess I don't know if I'm, like, a rebel or whatever, revolting from the family, but I guess I'm pretty easygoing as far as it is with guys. I mean, I like to have fun, and I'm not really into, like, the relationship thing.
Yeah.
And, I've never been abused, anything like that, and I guess my friends want to know why. I'm just like, I'm very open with guys. I don't have problems doing a lot of things.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, I've only had sex with one person.
All right.
And I don't sleep around or anything like that.
Yeah.
I guess you could say, I guess I give a lot of head.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, same with Boris. No big deal. I don't hold it against him.
Classy.
But I mean, it's something I've never really understood why I'm so, like, willing to do these things. And I don't like the whole, like, long-term relationship deal. I don't like, I've only had one serious boyfriend and really nothing happened with that. I'm more of, like, the guys that I hang out with are, like, kind of like a hookup thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. For a, how many guys are you giving a BJ to?
Well, I mean, it's not just, like, any random guy, but I mean, I've given a lot.
Okay, so it's more than a handshake, but
how many guys do you think?
Probably, I mean, maybe like 12. I mean, it's not that many, but I mean, for the girls my age that I'm talking to, that some of them haven't even done that.
Yeah, you're getting up there.
Yeah.
All right.
What? Now, how did you feel when in the White House news there they were talking about oral sex as grounds, you know, same thing as adultery, or really the same thing as having sex?
I believe that as far as being, like, married and stuff like that. I mean, I do definitely think that that's cheating on someone, and I don't.
So you recognize a fairly significant level of intimacy when you're performing oral sex on someone?
Definitely.
Okay, so it sounds like, have a concern that maybe you have a problem with a boundary there in terms of you don't have,
why am I so easy to do that kind of stuff?
Yeah, because it is a significant interaction with somebody on a very intimate level, and it doesn't sound like you have it sounds like you have the feeling that this isn't right and that there's something that's causing this to be a problem for you. So
right. And I don't know, I mean, back to the thing, I don't know if they said, like, whatever my little, like, profile, whatever, is like the masturbation thing. Like for a girl, I don't even know if that's normal. I mean, I masturbate a lot for a girl.
Well, several times a day, or
probably at least twice a day.
At least. Wow.
Yeah, and for some people that have issues with it, doesn't sound well. It's not like you need to talk to somebody, because there are many directions we could go with this, and there are a lot of questions I'd like to ask you, but I don't think Adam would...
No, I would not permit.
He wouldn't suffer. I won't
tolerate anyone being helped on this show.
But, Lauren, you sound like you're real communicative. It sounds like you really are searching for answers and you want to get some help. I think you need to talk to somebody, and it can get to the point where you have what's considered a sexual addiction, and you can get addicted to your own dopamine, your own... pleasure hormones, and you can start to escape to a place where pleasuring yourself, is a place you go where it always feels good, and you're escaping from something else. So there are a lot of things to explore here.
All right, but there's definitely something up.
Yeah, there is.
You got to look into it.
Who do I talk to for that?
Don't talk to one of the guys you're blowing.
Obviously.
No, you know.
Stick away from that.
School counselor. Do you have a gynecology? I mean, you must have had a gynecologic exam at some point, a pelvic exam. Are you comfortable with that doctor?
Somewhat.
Somebody who's either a doctor that deals with teenagers, that does adolescent medicine, or a gynecologist or a school counselor that you're comfortable with. It sounds like maybe talking to a woman would be more comfortable, but don't underestimate the ability of somebody.
Aren't all female doctors East Indian? You know what I mean? Don't have any white ones, do they? What's up with white chicks? Are they not smart enough to be doctors? Aren't they all Indians?
It reminds me of the time when No Doubt was here and you had that comment about Indians. You got in a lot of trouble that time. Why do you pursue these racially tainted comments that are...
Why is it a racially tainted comment to...
All dot white Indian... Which,
listen.
Do you remember your 7-Eleven comment?
Listen, all you retards who don't admit there's any difference between any cultures, or that certain cultures don't have a greater capacity for certain things, you're sadly mistaken. Just look around. Now, you work with a lot of Eastern Indian doctors, right? Female, sure.
Let's see. Describe East India. Which country in that?
India. Yeah. Female doctors are all Indian. Anyone under 40.
Okay.
All right.
Now, let's talk about inhaling computer.
All right. I'm just saying it's harder to talk about these things with them. They come from a different culture. They don't understand it.
Oh.
Caesar?
Yeah.
Thank you. You're 19.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up?
Well, I've been in the past couple of weeks, I've been inhaling computer air.
Yeah.
Is that bad for you?
Computer air?
Yeah.
Computer cleaner. Yeah, anything like that. There's no difference between inhaling that, spray paint, gasoline, any volatile solvent-type substance is really bad. It's really addictive.
It's really addictive.
Yeah. Kids that inhale gasoline early on or spray paint have a much higher incidence of alcoholism and drug addiction later on. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to figure that out.
Listen, son of Tardo, if you're so desperate and so effed up that you're 14 and you're sucking on a can of Quick Start from the automotive section of the Pep Boys because you're trying to get a little ether buzz going, I'd say you're heading down a road to addiction. I'm not surprised that person ends up being an alcoholic. But I don't think the hoofing is what got them onto the alcohol. It's the fact they were going to, they had a predetermined date with alcoholism.
Absolutely.
Already.
All
right. So
this guy's 19, though. You wonder where he's been the last 5 or 6 years drinking.
All right.
I had a kid whose drug of choice was whiteout fluid, and that was it. And we detoxed him. I mean, there wasn't much detox.
What did he do, just paint his tongue with it?
No, I mean, there are various ways people that abuse inhalants
How do you abuse the whiteout fluid?
He was just inhaling it. I think they've changed the formula so that it's not quite the same. But anyway, so this kid, after he went through a 30-day program, and his slippery place wasn't a bar, it wasn't behind the school, it was off the supply area of the store. You know,
Staples. Yeah.
But for Caesar, how to stop? Can we just...
All right.
Caesar.
Yeah?
Any history of addictions, alcoholism in yourself or your family? Parents, grandparents?
No. My dad drinks, but, you know, it's every once in a while. It's not that much.
Okay. Let me just cut to the chase. A computer cleaner, whatever solvent it is you're inhaling, it's just like taking any other drug. It's like if it were heroin, alcohol, it really doesn't matter. And if you feel like you're needing to do that, if you can get addicted to something the first time you use it. So if it's something that makes you feel good, if it whatever it's doing for you,
yeah.
How to stop, you got to, if you're feeling like you're having a problem stopping, you got to talk to somebody that works with people with addiction.
What about going to some sort of CA meeting, Computer Cleaners Anonymous or something?
At AA, you'll find people that abuse multiple substances.
All right, so seriously. What should you do? Go to an AA meeting and get started there?
AA is fine, but I mean, I'm not sure where he's at with this. If he could talk to a counselor or a therapist.
Go to an AA meeting.
All right.
Tell him what you're doing. Chris?
Yeah.
You're 20.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I recently had sex with my manager. I work at Burger King, and she's a little bit older than me, and she's married, and I've been feeling pretty guilty about it lately, and I was just wondering how I should approach her husband. I want to, you know, come clean, kind of get it off my conscience.
You think that's a wise plan?
I don't know, but I just can't. I don't think I can live with it anymore. I'm feeling pretty guilty.
Do you like her?
Nah, not any more than the one time.
Where'd you have sex with her?
At Burger King.
Where at Burger King?
In the bathroom.
Nice.
Okay, listen.
Did you just sort of pull your plastic smock up, or how did that work? Was it after hours?
Yeah, we were both working late. We were closing.
Yeah.
And there's one other person working with us, and he was outside smoking.
Uh-huh.
And she kind of came on to me, just actually started rubbing herself up against me. So we just kind of went back into the bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay, Chris.
Shush. I'm still in the moment here. Hey, what's up with you guys and your... overcapacity for the ketchup use over there. You guys go pretty heavy on the ketchup on those burgers over at Burger King.
We do. We enjoy ketchup.
I like Burger King because they're, you know, char-broiled.
Exactly.
But you go nuts with the goddamn ketchup over there. It's like you're trying to get rid of the stuff. Easy.
We have a little bit too much.
Yeah, I mean, let me explain ketchup for a second.
Please.
It's nice to have the flavor of it, but you don't want the patty swimming in the stuff. And then it gets all over the lettuce and the onion, and things start wilting, and it soaks into the bun, and the bun gets doughy.
I want to talk about onion rings.
Lighten up on the ketchup over there.
Lighten up on the grease and the onion rings.
Well, you guys love to come to Carson City, and I can hook you up.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful country over there.
It is.
Now, but listen. Chris,
yeah.
Your instinct to tell her husband is a very bad instinct.
It's really? A very good instinct.
It's
a good instinct, but I don't know that
it's a good. It's a good instinct that you feel some guilt and some remorse, and that you may be playing a part in breaking up some relationship or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But practically telling him A could lead to some real problems.
Right.
People have been killed over rights. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's true.
And B, you're letting you're essentially throwing a rock at a beehive where they're all dormant, and they may just come out and chase you into the lake like the ham's bear.
Okay.
So here's my point. You're not interested in her?
No. Nope.
Good. Let it go.
Well, the sexual harassment sounds, I mean, this is his boss.
Oh.
So we don't want to go down that road.
Just leave it alone. Well,
just leave it be.
Yeah.
You have your own moral value system. And you have guilt. How do you normally deal with guilt?
How do I normally deal with it?
Yeah, do you go to church or do you...
I usually confront it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, but, you know, if it's something to do with... listen to me. Just wait. If it's something to do with God or it's not, there are ways to acknowledge that you've done something wrong. Making amends does not always mean going to that person. Even in 12-step programs, you have to look at the consequences of making amends.
Well,
it sounds like you feel...
I'll tell you a good place to start with the ketchup.
Uh-huh.
Stop so much putting so much ketchup on. There's a way you could repay society.
Why don't you send Adam a Whopper with no ketchup through the mail, and he will get it here, and I'll see what he eats.
That'd be pretty gross.
I will do it. Hey, and Chris, what's up with you? You're 20, and you got a boss over at the Burger King?
I have what?
It's
a bad sign when you got you're in your 20s and you got a boss over there at the Burger King.
Oh yeah, well it's a night job I do.
How long ago did this happen?
About 2 months ago.
What's going on during the day for you?
I'm just going to school.
I see. Junior college?
Yeah.
All right, that's fine.
I know you hate junior colleges.
For you, it's fine. You're over there in Carson.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, just hurry up and graduate and get the hell out of there.
All right, well,
I'm going. Listen, do not bring anything up to her husband. Have you ever met her husband?
Yeah, a few times.
Yeah. Do you have any beef with him?
No, we're pretty cool, actually.
Good. Stay out of it.
All right.
That's it.
Got it, man.
All right,
thanks
good.
A lot.
All right, good. Easy on the catch.
That was his absolution or his confession here, so.
Yeah, that's right. You absolve you of all sin.
Yeah,
thank you.
Waiting for that.
Sharon?
Yeah.
We're going to take a little break here, but you're 14?
Yeah.
You lost your virginity?
Mm-hmm.
When was that?
About a month ago.
I see. How old was the guy?
22.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy. Nothing wrong with a more mature guy who dropped out of high school 8 years ago.
Nothing wrong with a child molester with a sexually transmitted disease.
Right.
Look, we want to talk to you, so stay on the line because Adam's going to take a break.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Guess what? You're taking a break, too.
Oh.
After this,
thanks,
we'll be back.
Yo, Love Line will be right back.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Is getting a blemish really such a crisis? Yes, it is. But now with new Biore Blemish Bomb, there's nothing to worry about. Biore Blemish Bomb is an overnight acne treatment. We're talking visible results by morning. The blemishes just aren't a big deal anymore. Biore Blemish Bomb forms a tiny gel patch to give you continuous treatment all night. You wake up to clearer, healthier looking skin that's not dried out. There's also new Biore Blemish Fighting Cleanser to help prevent blemishes every day. So say goodnight to that blemish. Biore. Clean. Honest.
I'm talking to a real live Geico auto insurance customer, Jackie Gelman. Jackie, you filed a claim with Geico. How fast was it handled?
It was fast.
As fast as a cheetah chasing a frightened antelope on the African plains, Jackie?
Well, it was fast.
Voila! Claims handled as fast as a cheetah at dinner time, give or take a few antelopes. One 15-minute call could save you 15% or more. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico Direct, the sensible alternative.
Rick's Cabaret has now been late, serving a full menu with a great selection of appetizers, entrees, and desserts. Show up late for a fantastic meal and stay even later. Rick's is open as late as 2 a.m. Monday through Thursday and as late as 3 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Rick's Cabaret offers the most beautiful women, the best in cocktails, and fantastic food. And at Rick's Cabaret, you'll appreciate all of this in a relaxed, comfortable atmosphere. Plus, there's never a cover before 5 p.m., but really any time is the right time to enjoy life's finest pleasures, even lunch. Rick's Cabaret serves their incredible lunch buffet from 11 to 2, featuring prime rib on Wednesdays. After you've satiated your appetite, sit back and enjoy one of their fine cigars. On Mondays, don't miss their amateur night contest with $350 in cash prizes. Rick's Cabaret in downtown Minneapolis, located at 3rd and 3rd, and open late for your adult entertainment pleasure. For a virtual experience, check out their website at ricks.com.
Where can they go? It's Superstore clearance time. Going on now at Sex World. For a limited time, Sex World's drop and drop.
Oh!
With great deals on a huge selection of adult videos, name brand stuff, today's hottest superstars, full length uncut. Three for just $19.99. Need more? Take four. Four packs of hot triple X action are an unbelievable $29.99. Videos, DVDs, adult toys, and more. It's all gotta go to make room for the truckloads that are on their way. Lingerie, clothing, shoes, and sportswear. Something for everyone.
Is there something for me?
Yeah, even you, Granny. Sex World's got it, and it's priced to sell. Check out the deals on two packs of Sex Inc. magazine. Page after page of homegrown talent. The Real Girls Next Door. Two for just $7.99. With prices like these, they won't last long. Hurry in for best selection. Superstore clearance time at Sex World. 241 2nd Avenue North in the Warehouse District. Downtown Minneapolis. Sex World featuring live booth girls 24 hours a day. Is this a great country or what?
There's gum, and then there's dentine ice. Delicious cold minty shell outside, sub-zero flavor inside. Dentine ice. Not only does it put your breath on ice for a long, long time, it'll make those tiny hairs on the back of his neck stand straight up.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yeah. Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Bruce over there filling in for Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. I want to thank Mickey Wartell, who sent me a lovely book, a birthday present, a little bit of an early birthday present. That's a book called Sex for One, The Joy of Self-Loving. It's illustrated, and I was just perusing the pages here and becoming nauseated by these horrible drawings of people doing things to themselves with vibrators and the like. And listen, y'all, don't need to read a book on what to do with the junk on my own. I really don't. You're writing a book about how to satisfy yourself while you're masturbating. It's like, let me tell you where this book's going to come in handy. How many pages? How many pages we got here? 177 pages. Good. That means I can whack off 177 times if I tear out each page and use it as a bib. That is as much use as I'm going to get out of this book. You might as well write a book on breaking wind or growing your fingernails.
You started out, and now you totally trashed this guy that sent you this book.
I appreciate Mickey for sending me the book, and it's the thought that counts. But listen, the day I read a book on how to whack off, the day I kill myself.
Sort of an insult. You're the master.
Please.
Masturbator.
Yeah. It's like asking Bruce Lee to come join your new karate academy so you can show him the ropes, you know?
Offhand compliment gone awry.
Yeah, offhand is a good way to put it. Shan, I'm fascinated that people even write a ridiculous book.
You'll read every word of that book and never tell them.
I believe reading poisons the mind. I read nothing. I barely know how to read. I don't enjoy it at all. And I would certainly not read a book on masturbation. Mm-hmm. And again, it's amazing. And all those books on like tantric sex and how to bring your partner, all that stuff. It's just such a load of crap. Please stop writing books on that nonsense.
The grandiosity, narcissism.
Yes. Thank you.
You have.
Well, as I told Drew last week, it takes a great man to admit when he's great. Sharon,
mm-hmm.
You're 14.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
I had sex a month ago.
That's right, with a 22-year-old.
Yes.
Where'd you meet that piece of work?
At a party.
Good times. And I'm hoping you were 14 at the time. You weren't 13, were you?
No, I was 14.
Okay, well, then that's fine. And have you spoke to him since?
Well, I kind of saw him on and off, like, every weekend for, like, a month. And then we did it, like, after that.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen him since. No,
What's wrong with him?
He's in a band, I don't know.
Oh, he's in a band. Oh, great. What kind of music do they play?
Like punk.
Oh, good. Well, he's setting quite an example.
Where are your parents? Do you live at home?
Yeah.
What's the problem? Because it doesn't sound like you're very well supervised.
My older sister's kind of whacked out, and my dad lives in Vegas. So I don't really see him all that much.
All right, good.
Okay, look, it's like an emergency thing. You got to get checked out right away because...
We used a condom. We did safe and everything, so I don't know what I could have.
Well, I hate to tell you, the condoms, they can break, they can leak. If it hurts to pee, it sounds like you have a urinary tract infection.
Yeah.
No. It only, like, it stains my vagina. It's not anything about...
It doesn't matter. You don't have to have a discharge.
What
you
the
don't
heck
have...
does that mean? No, it doesn't hurt to pee. It stings my vagina.
Okay.
When you pee, right?
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Buy the book, and this may not strike you as being true, but you're 14, he's 22. You've been molested, basically. Okay, and I
don't say that. Well, I look a lot older than,
Right, but your brain is 14. Okay?
Yeah, your brain may be 12.
And this guy's brain is shriveled also. I mean, this guy is a predator, and there are reasons for there being laws, and you need to be protected from people like that. That's what your parents are supposed to be doing.
All right, listen, Sharon,
mm-hmm.
You got to go get checked out. Probably a urinary tract infection, but you got to get checked out. And calm yourself down just a little bit. Would you, hot pants? You're 14.
Okay.
Don't be. You're heading down a very slippery slope here.
Yeah, can I ask another question, too, real quick?
Yeah.
I felt hot, a lot, and I've been bleeding out of my butt for, a week.
You've been bleeding out of your butt?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Sharon?
Yeah.
Okay, listen.
What's that have to do with smoking the pot, though?
Well, she wonders if it does have something to do with it. Okay, how long have you been smoking pot?
About a year.
Every day, or?
No, like once every 2-3 weeks, I guess.
Okay.
Oh, I'd love to give your dad a good ass kicking. I really would.
Oh.
What a horrible, wretched job he's done as a father.
Is there a responsible adult in your life that you can talk to?
I don't know.
Somebody that,
where's your mom?
Sleeping.
I see.
Sleep with me.
I'll write that down. Sleeping.
Right. Is there a school?
Hold on a second. Can you confide in your mother?
No, we had this huge fight, and there's a big issue over Christmas, and I went to the hospital, and we don't really talk at all.
How about a school teacher?
Hold on. Shut up. Why'd you go to the hospital?
A drug overdose.
Oh, I see. Around Christmas time.
Yeah.
Well, that's a nice stocking stuffer. Well, you're going to have to get back into something here, Sharon. You know what I'm saying? First, you got to go get a physical. I mean, you got to get your ass looked at. Listen, as long as they're down at the vagina, if they just drop another inch and a half, they're right at the ass, they take care of that.
I've never been to a gynecologist or anything.
All right.
So.
Okay.
How about family planning clinic? Do you know where there's one near you?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't need parental consent. You need to get checked out. These are people that do this every day. They're good at holding your hand, telling you exactly what's going on, and making it as comfortable as possible. And you need to get checked out. You don't know what exactly you contracted, if you contracted anything, but it's not normal to have pain anywhere down there. And as far as blood in your stool or blood coming from your rectum, you have to have that checked out, too. I mean, it's very unlikely it's cancer, hemorrhoids, fissures. There are many things that can cause it, but you have to have it looked into. And
that school teacher,
you
got prostate cancer.
Yeah. If you don't have a parent, you're out there, you don't have a parent that's a responsible parent, to have an adult that has good boundaries and that has a healthy life themselves that you can get to know and talk to about things like this for any teenager that has that kind of a home life, that can save your life.
I pray Rosie adopts her. That's where I'm at. And listen, let me send a quick message to all you pathetic fathers out there who sire a couple of kids and then move out of town and start your new life with your new wife and your new family that you'll eventually screw up sooner than later, too. Here's basically what you leave behind. You leave behind a dummy that gets humped or raped by 22-year-old punk rockers and passed around parties like a joint at a Doobie Brothers reunion concert. You cowards make me sick.
Can you send a message to 22-year-olds that do this?
And listen, all you brain dead retards that are banging around on these 14-year-old victims at age 22. I know it seems like easy pickings for you, but like I said, wouldn't it just be easier to head down to the morgue and get yourself someone who's not going to put up a fight? Or how about a mental institution? You can find someone who cracked their head on the coping of a pool and is brain dead and just pull the respirator out and shove your dick in there every once in a while. Pathetic.
I agree with you for once.
Anderson, don't worry about it. We're in the safe harbor. I'm allowed to say that. You guys make me sick. And really what you're doing is you're victimizing victims.
Right.
You're taking people that are already down and you're getting a little lower on. You're getting them a little lower.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're taking a poor person and you're cheating them out of money.
It even pisses God off.
I hope you feel real good about it. Well, I wish there was a God so they'd punish people like this. I really do. Dad and all the victimizers who come around after this. But it's mainly the dad that I'm PO'd at. Just stop having kids, for Christ's sake. And if you do have them, be man enough to take care of them, you pussies. Micah?
Yeah?
Anderson, don't worry about the foul language over there, please.
It's righteous indignation, Anderson.
Yeah, trying to make a point. Thank you. You're 13, what's up?
I can't even explain it. Like my cousin, his is big and everything, and he's got hair growing, and he's only, like, a couple months older than me, and I got, like, no hair down there, and it's, like, really small and everything.
That's all right.
You're just as normal as your cousin.
That's right, except for he's got a big penis and plenty of hair.
Yeah.
Listen.
Don't worry. It'll never come in.
No, listen. What makes your penis grow, the hair grow down there, it's hormones, okay? And the hormones kick in at different ages for different kids.
we can find a 14-year-old, a 15-year-old that's in the same position you are. It's a matter of different people have different bodies and the hormones are different. And it's frustrating, even embarrassing, when you got to go in the locker room and this guy is starting to develop. And one of the first things in males that starts to develop, when the hormones start flowing, the genitalia gets a little larger, and it's sort of intimidating for somebody like Micah. But it will grow, and I guarantee you within a year you're going to have some hair down there, and you'll have a solution to this problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guarantee Bruce was a late bloomer.
Oh, I hated the lock. I hated swimming.
His pubes were like candles on a birthday cake. At 15, he had 15. At 19, he had 19 hairs, right?
Hey,
am I right?
No. It was exponential growth of the hair down there. Let me tell you that. You're wasting it on your head, buddy. You probably I don't want to know what's going on down below. But.
Oh, you probably got one of those big orange bozo patches. There's nothing more bizarre than seeing a true redhead downstairs, especially when it gets in that sort of a day glow orange, that novelty orange hair down there. Well, it's funny. You know what's funny about the redheads, Bruce? Bruce is a redhead over there. Although, thank God the hair on his head is shifting to a slightly more auburn red instead of that life preserver.
You're not as attracted to that
earlier. No, I like the new Bruce.
Oh, my God.
I really do. But seriously, Bruce, back me up on this.
Uh-huh.
A lot of guys especially have the red hair down. Here's what I want to say.
Will you stop stuttering?
All right, hear me out.
Sound like me.
People that are blonde-haired,
uh-huh.
When you talk about the hair downstairs, it's usually a little darker and not quite as blonde as the hair on their head. Thank you. You agree with that?
What's the end of your study? I mean, how many people?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Would you say that's a true statement?
Yes, say you've got a lot more experience observing.
Just say yes, retard.
Yes, you retard.
Okay. But people who are redheaded on top, on the head, down there, it's novelty orange down there. It is clown orange. You know what I mean? It is way over the top. It's not darker. It's brighter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What is that how you are?
I'm fluorescent down there, Adam, but you're never going to see it.
You're like a beacon.
Now, one of the few things I remember you saying that I thought was funny was maybe a year ago or so, something about a gecko. Something about a gecko in the forest with a pubic hair of your butt or something like that. It was just a hilarious comment. And I still wonder what was with the animal life living in your pubic forest.
Let's not shift to my anus. It's so convenient. It's so easy for you.
Somebody told me you were making fun of me on the air last week. I'm just curious, you know, because I've missed the show one or two days. And
sure.
What were you saying about me?
I have no idea. I'm sure it was bad.
Anderson
was imitating you, actually.
Oh, I was?
Talking about a phone call that you made to him. Went something like this.
Hey, a buddy of mine bought a helicopter. He said, taking off out of Van Nuys in about 45 minutes. I want to know if you want to go check out San Fernando Valley with me.
That's what you said?
I guess I did. I don't remember.
Moron.
Oh, you know, it's all out of love for you, Dr. Bruce. Jay?
Hey.
Hey, Bunky.
What's up?
You're 17?
17 from Phoenix.
Yeah. What's your question?
Okay. Well, I started using ecstasy about 2 months ago, and I've been doing it every weekend. I do like one pill a weekend, right?
Yeah.
And, at the raves, we use Icy Hot, like on our bodies, and it feels really, really good. And ever since then, I've had this strange kind of I've been wanting to use Icy Hot as like a sexual lubricant, like really bad.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know if something harmful could happen there, like a sort of infection.
No. Yeah, you should gargle with Drano while you're at it.
Right. Good analogy.
Hold on a second. We gotta take ourselves a little break. It's funny. She said she's calling from Phoenix. I was watching. I was watching the dating game like 2 days ago, and the couple that won, they sent to Tucson. And I thought, why don't you just send him a pistol and tell him to kill himself? Can you imagine you win a game show, you send you to Tucson?
The Chamber of Commerce will be sending you letters.
That's big dust ball. I mean, can you imagine going, send him to Tucson? Where do you got to live that being sent to Tucson is a treat? You got to live in a refrigerator box on the surface of the sun.
you know, what kind of asshole you got to be in? You know what I'm saying?
It's a beautiful place.
Tucson's all right, but I mean, hey, certainly.
Isn't that where Linda McCartney wanted to go? Isn't that where she went to die?
Wherever you live is better than Tucson.
No.
Trust me.
Beautiful place.
I mean, listen, if it's if they're doing the Newlywed Game in Beirut, then I can see it sending them to Tucson. But when you're filming it out here in Southern California, what the hell do you need to go to Tucson for?
You know, they don't have the budget that Loveline does.
All right, we'll take a little break. Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. 1-800-LOVE-191. Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
Stay tuned
for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Hello?
Billy.
Hey, what are you up to, dude?
Been playing Electron Avenger, dude.
Cool.
Electron Avenger, nonstop, 3 days straight.
Whoa. How far did you get, bro?
All the way.
You mean...
Yeah. I got sucked into the screen.
Wow. So, like, where are you?
I'm inside.
You mean, like, you left your body?
Uh-huh.
So you're like...
I'm virtual, dude.
Totally cyber?
I'm a vibration.
This is deep.
I'm everywhere at all times. I'm in your nervous system. Billy, I am your pulse.
Wow. So, like, when did this happen?
This morning, after breakfast.
Breakfast? You don't do breakfast.
Yeah, I've been eating this Kellogg's Raisin Bran Crunch.
No, you never eat breakfast.
Yeah, man, Kellogg's Raisin Bran Crunch, it's pretty good.
But that's, like, impossible.
You'd better believe it. Kellogg's Raisin Bran Crunch cereal. Tastes so good, it's bringing everyone back to breakfast. Breakfast is back.
The biggest name in club music is back with 24 smash hits on 2 unforgettable CDs. It's the best of club mix from KTEL Cold Front. With number one dance hits by Tag Team, Christine W., Robin, LaBouche, Moby, and more. Two CDs, 24 nonstop hits, the best of club mix. Pick it up at Best Buy or at KTEL.com.
Rich Cabaret is now open late, serving a full menu with a great selection of appetizers, entrees, and desserts. Show up late for a fantastic meal and stay even later. Rick's is open as late as 2 a.m. Monday through Thursday and as late as 3 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Rick's Cabaret offers the most beautiful women, the best in cocktails, and fantastic food. And at Rick's Cabaret, you'll appreciate all of this in a relaxed, comfortable atmosphere. Plus, there's never a cover before 5 p.m., but really any time is the right time to enjoy life's finest pleasures, even lunch. Rick's Cabaret serves their incredible lunch buffet from 11 to 2, featuring prime rib on Wednesdays. After you've satiated your appetite, sit back and enjoy one of their fine cigars. On Mondays, don't miss their amateur night contest with $350 in cash prizes. Rick's Cabaret in downtown Minneapolis, located at 3rd and 3rd, and open late for your adult entertainment pleasure. For a virtual experience, check out their website at ricks.com.
Oh, can they go? It's Superstore clearance time. Going on now at Sex World. For a limited time, Sex World drop and trowel.
Oh!
With great deals on a huge selection of adult videos, name brand stuff, and 800 superstars. Full length, uncut. 3 for just $19.99. Need more? Take 4. 4 packs of hot XXX action are an unbelievable $29.99. Videos, DVDs, adult toys, and more. It's all gotta go to make room for the truckloads that are on their way. Lingerie, clothing, shoes, and sportswear. Something for everyone.
Is there something for me?
Yeah, even you, Granny. Sex World's got it, and it's priced to sell. Check out the deals on 2 packs of Sex Inc. magazine. Page after page of homegrown talent. The Real Girls Next Door. 2 for just $7.99. With prices like these, they won't last long. Hurry in for best selection. Superstore clearance time at Sex World. 241 2nd Avenue North in the Warehouse District. Downtown Minneapolis. Sex World featuring live booth girls 24 hours a day. Is this a great country or what?
There's gum, and then there's dentine ice. Delicious cold minty shell outside, sub-zero flavor inside.
Dentine ice.
Not only does it put your breath on ice for a long, long time, it'll make those tiny hairs on the back of his neck stand straight up.
Alternative classics are always just a click, click, click away at zone105.com. It's your place to find out all the latest concert information. You want to know where the hottest bands are playing? You want to win tickets to the best shows? Register to win an alternative classic vacation to see one of your favorite Zone artists.
You can even listen to Zone 105 live from your computer. It's
It's all happening at Zone105.com.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105. Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew, Dr. Bruce, pardon me, over there. Dr. Drew is away this college reunion at Amherst in Boston. Bruce, where'd you go to college?
I think there's some liability if I mention it on the
air. Oh, shut up. It was probably some dump that no one's heard of.
Andrews University in Michigan.
There. Thank you for making the case. Andrews University.
Hey, for the guys that go there, it's their life. What can I say? You didn't finish number six here.
Well, that sounds worse than a junior college. Seriously.
It's a university. What do you want? You'd be a big fish in a little pond or a little fish in a big pond.
Where'd you do your medical training at?
Loma Linda University.
My God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After being here, I'm sure that I'll be disowned from any alumni list.
Jesus Christ. If I were you, I'd just start lying.
I was doing an elective at NYU in medical school, and I told them where I went, and they said, oh, yes, that's in northern Mexico, isn't it? The bigotry of the East Coast.
Yeah.
Anything that sounds like it has a Spanish name.
I'm gonna start telling people I went to Stanford.
Oh. You know.
I think I could sell that.
They have an abnormal psychology program there.
I'm telling them it's my major. And who's going to know? You get one of those alumni license plate frames. You wear a sweatshirt every once in a while. People buy into it. Well, they don't want to see a degree.
Silicon Valley, close enough.
Yeah.
Icy hot in Tucson.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's me.
Hey, Jay. Yeah, she's in Phoenix or somewhere.
Phoenix, not Tucson.
No, that's right. Do people live in Phoenix? You make fun of Tucson, don't you?
But we still do go up there for vacation when we went on dating camp.
And what do you do over there for vacation? Just
We sleep all day and avoid the heat. That's our vacation.
You do what?
Sleep all day to avoid the heat. That's our treat.
Yeah, it sounds like a good time.
Oh, I'm trying to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I couldn't take living in those
places. Oh, it's terrible. Anybody listening as a whole, don't move here.
Yeah, I know. It's just basically a big camp box.
Totally.
Cactus growing out of it.
So should we talk about why you should stop taking ecstasy?
No, I also, I had a few questions about that, too. Like, exactly how does ecstasy affect you?
Okay, it's methylene dioxymethamphetamine. So it has characteristics of methamphetamine. If you take an overdose, for instance, of ecstasy, it's just like overdosing on speed.
Uh-huh.
It has the other part of the molecule goes to the places where hallucinogens work in your brain, which is more the serotonin system, and that's where you start running into problems. And what they're finding now is there are probably some permanent effects in the brain, even worse than what you'd expect to get from something like speed. So people feel that it's something they don't get addicted to, which I've had people that have become extremely addicted to ecstasy.
Totally, that's true. I crave it constantly.
Okay,
I've been doing it for a couple months, and I still crave it.
Yeah, and then there is the issue of the damage that can occur, and there was a recent report about IQ drop after even a single usage of cognitive impairment. So,
and listen, you're thinking about using Bengay as essentially a lubricant, sexual lubricant. You can't afford to lose any IQ points, sister.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God. You've bottomed out IQ-wise. You lose any more IQ, you're going to be in the negative.
Ouch.
Okay, things that you can maybe put on your skin. When you talk about
quiet down over there, Bruce. I'm kind of assful of you tonight.
Uh-oh.
Listen, Jay, obviously you can't put this stuff up you. Are you kidding me? That is the worst idea I've heard all year.
That's why I called before.
All right, I understand that, but even just the fact that you're entertaining that notion is scary to me. It means your brain is not functioning normally. Number two, what goes on at these raves? You drop the X, and then you rub this icy hot all over you while the music pumps?
Well, your senses are totally heightened, so you rub baby powder on yourself and icy hot, and you inhale Vicks, so you can feel it going down. Just all kinds of things to stimulate your
eyes. You have sex?
Oh, no, no, never. I don't know exactly what could happen from having sex on ecstasy, but I've heard it could have some negative outcomes, and I haven't even tried. Do you have any ideas there either? Because I've kind of been wondering about that.
Wow. Hey, Toots, you're 17. You couldn't read a Nancy Drew mystery, a doodle on a peachy folder and call it a day?
Do you have any family history of addictions or alcohol?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely.
Yeah, good.
I've been sober for about 2 years when I came across ecstasy. And I do it recreationally, and I know that could turn into something more.
Okay. Really, well, there's no such thing as recreational use after you've had an addiction.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's not a possibility. You picked one of the worst possible. Well, there's no worse drug.
You got to get off of this.
Yeah.
That's it.
And things.
17. You want to go in a second rehab before 18?
Yeah. Okay. Other thing is your mucous membranes, vaginal mucosa.
She's not going to do that.
Okay.
She's not going to do
that. Okay. How about?
All right. Here we go.
Go to food.
Alex?
Yeah?
You think about food a lot?
Oh, my gosh. Lately, sorry, I can't talk. I'm really nervous.
That's
all right. Last couple months, there was a big tragedy at my school, and one of our really close friends died. And
how'd they die?
They were stabbed to death.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, not at school. It happened, and he was one of our really close friends, and it was really scary. But I went through this thing where I didn't eat for a good couple months. I mean, I ate, but not all the time, and it wasn't a big thought in my mind. But since everybody's been recovering and everything, and everybody's...
All right, are you eating a lot now?
Yeah, I eat a lot. And that's, like, all that's on my mind and all I can
think about. Are you overweight?
Mm-mm.
All right. Well,
are you making yourself vomit?
No.
Are you thinking about it?
I have before. I've tried it, and I can't.
Okay. So usually they bring in crisis counselors right away, and I'm not sure because...
Who they bring in? Chef Boyardee to crisis counselors? Dr. Chef Boyardee is here. Children, you like to speak to you. All right, listen, quiet down. We got to take ourselves a break. Alex, she's not throwing up. She's obsessing over it, and I'm saying take control of it before it spins out and just start cutting back. And as you cut back...
I mean, take control, that's an interesting thing to say to somebody with it.
She's
a whole control thing. So what do you mean? Go take control.
Okay. Well, then just go to OA.
Yeah.
Go
to OA. Problem. And
fine.
It's probably related to what happened. Shut it off.
You're right. Don't help yourself.
We'll be right back with more.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Dream Girls is looking for a few good men 18 and older, for a serious study on human sexuality. Applicants for this study must apply in person at Dream Girls and present a valid Minnesota ID. Those chosen to participate will be subjected to a wide variety of beautiful women. These women, in various stages of undress, are certified by Dream Girls to elicit a wide range of responses from participating subjects. Men applying at Dream Girls should be in overall good health and free from any heart conditions. Those bearing a ticket stub from any downtown event shall be admitted at no charge. Dream Girls reserves the right to continue weekly appearances by adult film stars. Those wishing to utilize the discreet rear entrance of Dream Girls shall be permitted to do so. For more information or directions to Dream Girls, call 33-DREAM. Make a difference. Choose to participate at Dream Girls. Open late, open now. Just west of Hennepin on 5th Street in downtown Minneapolis. Dream Girls, where your fantasy begins.
Yamaha Watercraft and the Hitching Post in Hopkins and the new Hitching Post Superstore in Minneapolis are giving you an opportunity to win a free Yamaha GP1200R now until June 25th. Right now, when you stop by either Hitching Post location, you can enter to win the free GP1200R. That's right, free. The Hitching Post has the complete line of Yamaha Wave Runner personal watercraft as well as all the accessories. Right now at the Hitching Post, you can get any of the Yamaha Wave Runners for only $19.99 down. $19.99 per month and 1.9% interest until January 1st of 2001. Come see all the new 2000 Yamaha Wave Runners today at the Hitching Post. There are two Hitching Post watercraft locations, one in Hopkins at County Road 73 and Highway 7, and the new Hitching Post Superstore in Minneapolis, just 2 miles west of Rosedale on Highway 88. Ask about the free GP1200R, brought to you by the Hitching Post in Hopkins and the new Hitching Post Superstore in Minneapolis.
I just want to say thank you. Thank you. tobacco
for convincing me to smoke.
And this filter just makes me feel so safe. It's like a seatbelt or an airbag.
Thank you, Big Jeff, for singling me out as a main target.